Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello, and welcome to Share Talk. I am Bonnie Hughes. Today, we are speaking with Alien Metals. They have a portfolio of projects in Western Australia containing iron ore, PGM, and silver. Alien is rapidly advancing its Hancock iron ore project into production. And here to provide us with an update is Bill Brodie-Good, CEO. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Bonnie. Nice to catch up again.
Yes, you too. So yesterday, Alien announced a revised agreement to acquire 90% of Hammersley Iron Ore Project. Alien currently holds 51% and Windfield 49%. Can you give us some details and the significance it has for the company?
Yeah, sure. I mean, this Windfield were obviously the original holders of the Hammersley Project, which is the Hancock and the Brockman tenements. Sort of very, very underexplored, and when we acquired them initially, the 51%. We had hoped to get the deal over the line last year. Just everything, you know, it's been a very difficult 18 months, 2 years for everybody. So we've now, yeah, we're really pleased that it's slightly different, different deal parameters to what we initially talked about last year, but it's still. Critically for us, we feel it's a good deal for Alien, but importantly, it gives us that 90% control of the project, which means we can really drive forward now with all the development work for, you know, parties we're talking to, both contractors who we're talking to for getting for doing the haulage, for doing the mining, for doing the access work. It gives them more, you know, de-risk the project because it's not then concerned that there's a JV at a sort of 51-49 relationship that sometimes, you know, they can be a bit harder to deal with than just having us, IOCA, Alien Metals, driving the ship and you know, managing the project. And from our point of view, it just means we have that, you know, we've de-risked the project in the sense of ownership for and management, as I said, for us to really be able to move ahead or continue to move ahead. I mean, we haven't really slowed down, we feel it's a key step in the development process.
Speaking of moving ahead, Dan Smith, your chairman, was quoted as saying in the release that the team is fully focused on getting the Hancock project into production in the first half of 2023. Now, this seems like a very ambitious time frame.
Yeah, it is. We issued a maiden resource. It was September last year. It's quite scary how time flies in that sense. But I think the key is, and then follow up work, some initial metallurgical work to see the true sort of quality of the product, and the product is great. I mean, it's really, you know, the grade is DSO, direct shipping ore grade. The deleterious materials are very low in comparison to what the market will sort of, you know, where the guidelines are for high grade, good quality products. So all that's looking very solid. And it's a great project. It's a simple sort of, for the commencement, especially on the ridge systems where the two of the three resources sit and where we've sort of focused at the moment, it's pretty much you're sort of shaving off the ridge. You know, you're shaving off the material off the top, so you're not having to do big traditional sort of open pit style mining at the outset. Product's great, location's fantastic. We put in a miscellaneous license application to get the haul road access onto the Great Northern Highway to transport the ore, up to Utah Point, Port Hedland. Mining Plus, who worked on the Fenix project originally, and they're doing fantastic. Initial scoping study, you know, brought in some really excellent numbers, really, with a region of $65 FOB per ton to Utah Point. For this sort of product is excellent, and that includes everything. That's the mining, that's the haulage, that's you know, taxes, royalties, all tied in. So a really great starting point, and therefore, you know, we felt we just it's something really exciting that that we can progress and develop without, you know, going without spending huge amounts of money or needing to spend huge amounts of money. Because again, we don't need a railway. We don't need infrastructure to get the product to market. And the way we're looking at it is third party contractors. So we're not, as a company, have to then commit to buying all sorts of equipment, managing all that equipment. That's the contractor's role going forward. And yeah, so we've just, you know, put our heads down. I've got Lloyd and Aaron and the team in Perth are doing a fantastic job. So we're pushing ahead. We're sort of, I'd say 70 plus percent in the process of getting all the necessary permitting. We did apply for a mining lease. I should have said that earlier. Already, which is in process. So we're doing the associated reporting, you know, studies, flora, fauna, water, native title, all those things are ongoing. We're highly excited, and we believe we'll be able to achieve that.
I'm considering the project's close proximity to some major players in the area. Is there any possibility of offtake from some of these players?
Absolutely. I mean, we'd like to think that the project is now on the map, so to speak. Maybe even 6 months ago, it was still not really a known project and understood. But I think now we're definitely, yeah, we are talking to some of the neighbours. So you've got obviously FMG, Rio, BHP. And other smaller groups as well, who are both producing or looking to add to their portfolio. We're talking to those. We're talking to possible off-takers who would then actually, organise to try and get the material to the final destination, to the furnaces. There's definitely a lot of momentum out there, and also with the contractors, we're now doing official tenders for all the specific areas of work. And they're coming back, they're really positive because they like the project, they like the team, they feel there's a solid longevity in the project. And don't forget, Hank, at the moment, our current resource around 10.5 million tons of DSO grade is the initial resource. And we still have many kilometers of ground, of ridges to test. We did some work on those earlier in the year. We did some mapping and some, you know, surface sampling, and we still, I mean, I was just chatting to Bradley Toms, our exploration manager in Perth. We've got another 3 kilometers of strike length, high grade results from the surface work that we've walked over as well, and feel that they will have potential to just keep adding, tonnage, high grade material. Once we get into production, it's like, well, here's the next, the next ridge or the next 1 million, 2 million, 3 million tons that just keep increasing the potential of the project. And of course, the Hancock is only one. We still have Brockman to the west, which we're still looking to try and drill in the coming couple of months as a maiden drilling, which from our historical, again, ground sort of surface work mapping, we were getting even higher grades at surface, 63-64%, with such a group as Rio, who have drilled pretty much in the southern area up to pretty much the sort of boundary. We don't know their results, they don't necessarily have to publish them, but the fact that they've been drilling up to the boundary and had to stop because, they can't cross the line, so to speak. But that's very encouraging for Brockman, which is, the next one off the rank in a way.
So at your AGM, you announced some management changes. I guess that's because as you're moving towards production, you need a bit of change in management. Tell us about that.
I'd like to think management, it's more board changes, more strategic board changes. The management, So my role hasn't changed other than I've stepped off the board. Honestly, that you know, and that gives me slightly more time to go back to what I really love doing, which is the geology, the exploration, you know, looking at maps and reports and working with the team, and hopefully having more time to actually go and kick some rocks and stand on a drill rig myself in the coming few months. Even though still as a CEO, I don't necessarily have that luxury, but I think the key point there is with Rod coming in once he's sort of vetted, which is a process that has to be done for the for the standards of the stock exchange, and we hope that'll come through very soon. We can't see an issue, but Rod brings another level, I suppose, of corporate support, corporate contacts, really, to both with the iron, but also, as importantly, with the money project, which is still not very much not forgotten and actually very much going to become one of the key sort of projects going forward as the iron ore becomes, you know, I'd like to say gets into production, is an income earning project for the company that then the funds feed into what's, you know, shaping up to be a very large and highly prospective you know, money and Elizabeth Hill. We've sort of tied them all in together now. It makes sense. They're all, you know, they're all contiguous ground for the growth of the company.
And you just recently announced that you've acquired 100% of the Vivash Gorge project. Just can you touch on that for us as well?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think Zenith Minerals were looking, they're focusing on other things. It became a non-core asset in their portfolio. They like what we're doing, I think. And so we had a very simple process to secure the license. And we feel it's been tested to a point, but we feel not in the right locations. No disrespect to any of the predecessors who've gone on that ground. And we're very excited. I mean, it's got I think it's close to a 30 million ton resource, near DSO resource, on its boundary in the central eastern part of the tenement, defined by FMG. And we feel that there's a continuation into this block, as well as further targets that really have never been tested, even on the ground, you know, someone walking the ground, taking some samples, let alone drilling. It comes with a fantastic granted permission of works for a big drilling program when we're ready to do that. It comes with support from Zenith, have been great support in the process. So we're really excited by that. And again, it adds another, another strategic project to the Iron Ore Company of Australia portfolio that also feeds into the development at the moment of the Western hub for iron ore export, which is the Onslow Ashburton onboarding project, whereby they're looking at sort of a barge system where the material, you know, the bulk material is put on barges, taken out to deeper water where the bigger ships can get to, and then loaded and sent off to market from there. And where both Brockman and Vivash are sort of 250, 280 kilometers from there, which makes, again, the possible, you know, the economics really attractive as well.
Well, considering your success with Hancock, I wish you all the best with Vivash and Brockman, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon, Bill.
Well, thanks very much. And sort of watch this space. We've got lots of things going on, and we're very excited in the team, and hopefully we can keep updating the market and keep working to our goals.
Thank you very much for joining us on Share Talk.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.